Hey everyone, it's Eric and
Jamie,
and welcome to Small Town Talk. We're back after a short hiatus. We're here with some friends of ours. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Callie Kilnero.
And Chris Kilnero.
And you guys own what?
Kilnero.
Hey!
So, how did you guys decide to open up a place and... like, kind of what started it all for you, like the original dream?
So we met about 6 years ago, and Chris was bartending at the time. I was not, but I had always wanted to own a business, and Chris had always wanted to own a bar, more specifically. And I had worked in the bar industry, so we decided... pretty early on, that's what we wanted to do. First, though, we wanted to get married and travel the world together, so we did that. Came back home to Edmonds maybe 3 years ago, and then just started looking for ways to make it really happen. So, been saving our money for it since we met. We've been looking around. One of our little jokes is that anytime Chris goes by sort of any building,
anything vacant,
anything really, he's like, oh, that would make a great bar.
That's true though.
But then one day we were looking at this dentist office and we thought, you know, there's really nothing stopping us from turning this into a bar, and then we got the opportunity to do it, so we jumped on it.
That's awesome.
And that was like a year ago.
It took, so we've been open almost a month, and it took 15 months to open.
15 months. But you're open now.
We made it.
And you're busier than ever.
Yes. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's awesome to go by and see it just packed.
It is awesome. I think right now all the problems we have are awesome, awesome problems to have.
Yeah.
Like being tired and running out of things.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday was a trip because we opened at 3 and at 3:15... The whole rail was full. All those tables in the front were full. And there were like 25 people just standing on the deck.
Like, wow.
Because a big group of them came in like 3:01 and they're like, can we stand on the deck? Like, yeah, sure. Is it like everybody's just pouring around them trying to get seats? And
wow.
It was hectic. I mean, if that's...
wow.
Yeah, we don't have...
it wasn't warm yesterday.
And we don't have deck furniture.
Yeah,
like they're just
chairs.
Standing. Yeah. They're in clusters.
Standing room only.
Yeah, nobody cared. So it's going to be interesting. Summer's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. I mean, that's...
yeah, I was going to say that.
That's a good way to start off. I mean, start off strong like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I actually just was talking to some people yesterday, and they had just had a friend that had just gone in, and I think, like, the night before, and they were like, yeah, it was so busy. We, like, couldn't believe it, and just, like, raved about the food, and
awesome.
It was... yeah, it was... All I've heard from anyone that's gone is, like... wow, I've only heard great things, so I think you guys are nailing it so far.
That's awesome. It's always great to hear, like, what people tell people we know. Because, you know, people are super nice to us, which is great, but it's nice to get feedback from the wild.
Yeah. the wild group of people out there.
So how did you guys, like, come up with your cocktail menu, or like, will it rotate, or... because you have a very, like, diverse menu of, like, things that aren't really readily available in other restaurants in Edmonds. Like, I had the mezcal drink the other day, and I was, like, so pumped that there was a mezcal cocktail on the menu. Mm-hmm. So, which there's multiple. So.
Yep, three.
Yeah, well, we are, some places focus on, you know, one specific thing, which is fine, you know, be the best at something. But we like all of it. You know, there's so many... different spirits out there and so many different ingredients that you can use, and people have done really creative things that they shouldn't be ignored, and so it's not like we're rewriting the book on how to open a cocktail bar. We're just putting our spin on it, you know. We're paying attention to all the stuff we've seen, and so lots of those drinks are, it's like a third classics, a third new classics, like things that we really enjoy that people have made up recently, and then a third of things that we've just messed around with over time. And yeah, so it'll be more our own cocktails moving forward, but, I mean, it's just been a nice balance so far for that, and we just get to be creative. Like, it's limitless what we can do.
And are you considered a mixologist? Is that what you're...
this... I mean, what does that word mean to
you? I don't
even
know. Like... I don't know. I have no idea. All I'm seeing is
it just gets thrown out there wild.
There's fire. Yeah. I mean, you guys have a pretty, like, cool, yeah, you... like... I mean, so, it's kind of a show, honestly. It's like...
You guys were blown to Gene Rosemary when we were...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We steered clear of that a little because we would prefer not to burn our own business down within the first month, but...
We'll get back to
we're it. We're using matches right now. Yeah, we just... our kind of guiding light is opening a bar that we would want to hang out with, putting food on the menu that we'd want to eat, and putting drinks on the menu that we want to drink. You know, with some exceptions. I hate anise, but we still have absinthe on the menu, so it's a thing that people
can't
like.
Can't win them all.
But yeah, I mean, there's
this is
some...
a real thing? People do that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
yeah, there's so many wonderful, wonderful cocktails in the world, and honestly, most people haven't heard of most of them. I mean, there's tons that I've never even heard of. And so we just want to let what we enjoy kind of guide our menus. So, you know, with our food, it's super important for us to stay local and seasonal, organic as much as possible. Just eat the way that, you know, people always have eaten and people should eat. And with cocktails, if we come across another cocktail that someone else made and it's just, we can swear, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We are.
Yeah, if it's fucking badass okay cocktail, I'm going to put it on the menu. Or, yeah, you know, if Chris finds something, and then if we come up with something together, like, we'll put that on the menu. But so many cocktail menus, they have this strict policy of, like, a full reset every season. And it's just problematic because you have filler cocktails. They're not great. Mm. You just have them on the menu because you feel obligated to create something to put it on the menu to fill up space. If you come up with two amazing cocktails, I think that's a lot more valuable than 20 mediocre cocktails.
Absolutely.
And there's just thousands, tens of thousands of amazing cocktails that people have made. So we try to attribute those to the creators when we can. And we'll just keep the menu fresh, keep it seasonal, swap things out from time to time. But honestly, what we've done so far is just adding, because we like them all.
Don't want to leave anyone out.
Yeah.
That can be problematic when you just love everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess you have to find a point to stop, huh?
Yeah, where do we call it? I mean, so far we haven't called it. And same with the booze. We just keep stacking it. Like, just build that inventory. I mean, it's already, last time you were there, it's already more.
Wow.
Like, we're just stacking it up. But it's because, again, like, if somebody wants to try something interesting, like, we will have it. Almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want them to be able to try it at our bar, try stuff that's new.
And I definitely think, too, that there's, like, a demand for a bar / you know, restaurant like what you guys have opened, where it's more, kind of feels like...
Less clinical.
Yeah, we didn't want it to be...
Even though it was a dentist.
Even though it was a dentist's office.
Ironic. No.
Yeah, we wanted something, like she said, something that place where we would want to drink. And all the places we go downtown are weird. You know, we go to Bathtub Gin and, you know, go to Cannon, which is crazy. You go to these weird, weird bars that are interesting and they're all unique. And we're just not a big fan of, like, big rooms full of tables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not where we like to drink or hang out usually.
Also just gets loud.
It does.
Gets loud and, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, bumping into you when you're sitting at a table and, Yeah.
I mean, we're not about turn and burn. We wanted to make places comfortable. And honestly, we're getting awesome feedback for the most part. I mean, a few people think our tables are too small, but we kind of designed it so that you could...
People are telling me.
Yeah.
I mean,
great
food,
great drinks, tables.
Those tables?
Miniature.
Way too small.
They're not
Let
too
me tell you about
small.
These tables.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying to sit down and order a 5-course meal that arrives all at once, it might be problematic. But we kind of imagine people would just order... you know, one or two
as
things
needed.
At a time and share it and then, you know, get something else. Kind of hang out for a while.
Kind of tapas style. Just order as you want to get a drink and...
Exactly.
Yeah, and all the food comes out like that too, which has frustrated a couple people, but, I mean, we're not going to back down. We don't care that much. It's like how we eat and how we think the space works, you know, so...
And I think it's more positive feedback than negative. I envisioned a lot of negative feedback because we aren't following any sort of quote-unquote restaurant rules, right? Like, our layout is ridiculous compared to a normal restaurant. Most restaurants, I guess, that I've been to. Usually kind of a large room. not to shit on anyone's style, but it's different. And in places where I thought people might give us flack, you know, like we don't have a burger or fries on the menu, and that's usually just fine. People are pretty stoked on it.
I was gonna say, like, almost every other place in town does, so.
Yeah, if you want a burger and fries,
those are good.
Anywhere.
One of those places.
Throw a stone and you'll hit something.
Yep.
I think it's nice, though. I was in there the other day with my girlfriend, and it was, like, so nice to just, like, we were just, like, meeting for a quick drink and bite, so we did all the shellfish stuff, but we were talking about all the other things, like the duck and the salmon and, like, just the caliber of food that was on the menu was, like, very exciting and different from, you know, it was, like, you always wonder when, like, a new place opens up, like, is it going to just be more of the same? And, you know, and now I'm just choosing, like, which variety I want of said burger and fries. But it was really refreshing to see, like, a complete menu that really was not a lot of stuff you can find. So
thank you.
Yeah. Those clams were insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the oysters, too. But the clams was, that broth was delicious. So, and so did you guys have someone picked out to cook all your food ahead of time and kind of had a plan, or was it kind of just finding the right fit?
John Perez is the chef, and we went to school together. We didn't see each other for a long time, and then we were working at a place on the east side, and Callie and I had mentioned that we were going to open a space. And when we did, you know, he should come work with us. And, you know, lots of people say they're going to open a place. And
yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, sure, yeah, yeah. Whatever, I can do that.
Yeah, this is when we met. This is where he was working. So this is the very, like, second or third date, I think, that I met John.
Oh, wow. This is, like, been in the works a while.
Yeah.
Long time. And so, you know, years go by, and then, we were really trying to make it happen, and then we did. And so we're like, hey, by the way, you got to come work with us. And
I think he was a little surprised when we called that in, but he is all in and doing an amazing job. We Chris and I had this shared vision. We were just talking about how our vision never really differed from each other's, which made opening the place a lot easier. But John, I mean, his vision aligns with it perfectly as well, and he's just knocking it out of the park. Like,
that's so nice for it to be so symbiotic and, like, just not having to, like, have any sort of, you know, conflict, because the stress of opening a place alone is bananas. And then if you add in that layer of, like, we're not seeing eye to eye on food or with him or cocktails with you two, like, it's really cool to see and, like, kind of speaks to probably the success you guys are going to have over the next, however,
1,000 years.
Well, we appreciate that.
Like, 100 years.
Like, everybody on the team is pretty even keel. Like, it's really, and it's mostly people we just know.
Yeah.
And it's really worked out well. Like, everybody cares. That's huge. And everybody's willing to, like, try hard. So it's a couple of pretty important factors. Yeah.
That's, like, just ingrained into your being or not. So I think that's a good start.
Yeah, that's a pretty important thing to have.
Just to learn to care.
It definitely shows when a place doesn't have that, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys all seem to work around, like, each other pretty well too, and it seems like it's fun to watch. It's cool to watch you guys back there making drinks, you know.
Yeah, well, awesome. And our setup is different in general. Like, it's meant to be a show, but it's also built for speed. It's built for efficiency. So, you know, we have a couple people making drinks. We have somebody backing them up, but there's like in restaurants that heavy delineation between server and bartender hierarchy. You know, or you're just the busser, like. Your life doesn't matter right now. Like, you just do what I say.
Yeah.
And no, like, everybody there is a team. And so by working that way, like, everybody feels like they offer something important. And everything just gets done. You know, the food gets ran. The drinks get ran. Like, you can be talking at a table, ringing a couple things on the iPad. Somebody else is picking up those drinks, like, that fast.
Yeah.
And then they're at the table.
And that's what's going to make people keep coming back is, like, good service, quality of service. So we just were actually talking about this before you came about
service.
What sets a restaurant apart from succeeding or not succeeding. And we're like, it's service and it's quality of the product. And if those two things stay in sync, then can't really fail. People are just going to keep coming back. So I think you guys have that dialed in.
And comfortable right chairs.
And yeah.
Very comfortable chairs.
No one likes a numb butt.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
That's a pretty. That'd be a good numb salt.
I've felt that before. It's unpleasant.
That could be a new cocktail.
Numb butt.
It's a numb butt.
Like a spicy pepper or something.
To wake you up.
Right.
It won't be numbing now, but in 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe that's your Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to eventually get some deck furniture out there, or is it just going to be
standing room only? It's in the mail. We were joking that we... maybe we don't, you know, we don't have a sign yet. We don't have furniture, which I guess hasn't really been a problem judging by yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, no, we did invest in some chairs and they're being shipped.
Nice.
But we did consider the standing room only. We were like, let's just put up some high top
tabletops
out there and standing room only.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do too is like just make the topping of the banister like a little bit wider, like take off the top and... like put like a
just tear apart the thing you just made and you know change it.
Sorry, I'm being
well,
rude.
Like we have a little standing bar, but we did discuss extending it, so changing the handrail into a
like a flat top, like thicker. So like if someone was standing, they could just like set their
drink on it.
Yeah. Right now there's like a 8-foot piece, and it's just on the rail, like mounted to it.
Oh, okay.
And
nice.
So you can just we'll put stools there eventually,
cool.
But. If we ran it, the rest of it is 30 feet, the length of the deck.
Wow.
So if we just had a 30-foot long bar, essentially, and then, you know, however many stools that is, and then just put a couple tables behind it with chairs behind
it.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
So we might go that direction. We don't know yet, though. Plus, got to make the table, so that's a little more effort.
Yeah. Takes a little more time.
Like a pro.
He is by now.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been out on the deck, so I didn't really.
It's been wintertime.
Yeah.
But yesterday, people out on the deck.
I heard it's going to hit 70 this week, so.
Ooh, you may have a packed deck.
Well, oh boy.
Standing room only.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I mean, we're excited for it. It's good. But part of the space is that it's I've said this word 1,000 times this week, but multifaceted in that we have outdoor seating.
Yeah.
And then we have the like kind of hubbub area in the front, and then that beautiful bar, and then the quiet seating in the back. So it offers multiple things
it's
to
like
whatever.
It's like a flavor for everyone.
Exactly, yeah. Different lighting levels, different sound levels, different view.
I've told a couple people that, like I told my dad, he probably won't listen to this, but he's like just went on a second date on Saturday, and I was like, oh, maybe your third date can be at this Calerno, because I was like, they have these little private rooms, so... you know, if you guys aren't feeling the main room, you can
hide in the back and
gaze into
each other's eyes.
Into the sunset room.
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
sunset room.
Enjoy he was like, sunset. Oh, that's good to know. I was like, yeah, and they have a deck, so in the summer you could have food on the deck. And he's like, oh, I love it. So clearly showed up yesterday for food. So.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And then now it seems like you guys kind of actually hit that that location pretty well, because it kind of seems like now that whole area up the hill
with
is
the
starting
commons.
To get like...
So many leases signed after we signed our lease.
I know.
We thought we would be on the fringe. And we weren't super worried about it given our concept, but and the deck. I mean, it's super visible. Yeah. But that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's right in the thick of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, sidewalk space is so coveted alone, and then to have like such a large deck.
Yeah. And then we are gonna add the landscaping, which will really take it up a notch. Can't really plant in, you know, January when we opened.
Right.
So my mom is our landscape director. She's got it all mapped out.
Oh. So.
Well. Any big events coming up?
We're open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Open tomorrow.
That's a big event for us at this point.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll have a grand opening. I guess the patio furniture arriving. Maybe that's the big event.
Well. No.
So everyone check out Clearno at 6th and Main, and we'll do a follow-up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, thanks for meeting with us.
Thank you, Jamie and Eric.
All right, bye.